You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
For those of you who did your brackets for the NCAA tournament, I didn't do one this year. I feel like I've missed out now because there's so much
excitement. I didn't do one either. Don't worry about it.
There's so much excitement around this year's. And two more number one seeds got knocked out of the tournament last night. Arizona and the overall number one Gonzaga both lost. So now with only eight teams left, there's only one of the original number one seeds left. That's Kansas. And they have a game tonight. So it is possible if they lose, it's possible we could see a Final Four with none of the number one seeds in there.
Dang.
Craziness.
What?
That's going on. There was a fire yesterday at Mile High Stadium. Did you see the video and stuff
like
this?
How could you not see it? I mean, God, my phone was blowing up. Like, every news agency was ding, 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 ding. Mile High's on fire.
I guess the Broncos were getting some work done in a lounge area, and they were doing some metal work, and sparks were
It's always those welder
off.
Guys, man.
Sparks touched off the fire. It was about 200 seats on the third level that were destroyed, and probably eight suites.
Yeah.
Suites, the S-U-I-T-E-S,
yep.
That were damaged either by fire or by smoke. How much money is that?
I know. They say essentially it burned about 1,000 square feet in total.
My
and
goodness.
Gosh, who knew those seats were so flammable? My God, the plastic seats just went up like crazy. Big black plumes of smoke being seen for miles. Luckily, they got it out pretty quickly. Now, Dom, this is a tragedy. This is horrible. Very bad news, but I think there was even more damage online when every single dad in town made their way to Facebook and Instagram and posted a picture of Mile High on fire and essentially said the same three things in every single post. I knew this team was going to be smoking this year. Wow, this next Broncos season is really heating up. And the final dad joke of the day, ticket prices are going to be hot this year. I couldn't get enough of those three posts yesterday. Essentially the same three over and over
and talk about it again. But
No. I just found it quite comical. And it's mostly a lot of our radio friends in the radio industry. Same joke. Same joke. What, ticket prices are going to be hot this year?
I knew Russell Wilson would make things hot.
I didn't know it was going to be this hot.
Speaking of sports, the Nuggets lost their game last night against Phoenix. Now the Oklahoma City Thunder come to town tomorrow night for a game at Bull Arena. And a whole bunch of Dom and Jeremy listeners are going to be there. We've been giving away tickets all week. Tonight, though, it's the Skater Boys. The Avalanche hosts the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. All right, those of you who are big coffee drinkers, like my buddy Jeremy here, listen up. You know how there's always a story about how coffee's bad for you and then another study that coffee's good for you? Now they've got this big, gigantic study that's extremely comprehensive. They say 10 years. And what these researchers found is that coffee lowers the risk of heart disease and dangerous heart rhythms.
Hooray!
This was the American College of Cardiology, and they found that if you drink 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day, you could potentially add years to your life.
Excellent.
Has to do with all the good stuff that's in the... It's like plant chemicals that are in the beans, Jeremy. They, they quote, dampen oxidative stress and inflammation.
I knew it. I did read this story, and they said it's got to be like plain coffee, right?
Coffee.
It's just coffee.
Not,
you can't
not
go
the sugar stuff.
Your triple frappuccino with extra caramel, double whip.
Right.
You can't be having that coffee.
That's the important disclaimer here.
That's
this is coffee, not the dressed up, sugared up thing
Mocha
that you get
Mocha
Loca
Latte, yeah.
And the funny follow-up story to this is just be careful of what's in your coffee. Because there's a story about a couple of guys in Hilton Head, South Carolina, who apparently were arrested after trying to poison their boss by filling up his coffee with eye drops. Eye drops?
Eye drops. That's not good.
They say there's an ingredient in there that can lower your blood pressure, and if you ingest enough of it, your heart can actually start beating dangerously slow. These two jamokes, I guess, might have mentioned it to someone. Because another employee got wise to what they were doing, t- told management about it. They called the cops.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, I guess there was some coffee maker that only their supervisor used, and so they were dumping a bunch of eye drops in that.
Oh, my God.
They could face 20 years in prison.
Good. Lock them up, this. Jerks.
And then the last thing I've got, are those of you who have wondered when an actual solid male contraceptive pill would be here, they think we're getting much closer. The latest study, a birth control pill that men could take, was found to be 99% effective in mice.
Okay. That's where it starts.
That's a good start. And they say human trials could begin by the end of the year.
I was reading the story and I had to laugh a little bit because it was talking about, you know, the whole trial and what went on. Mm-hmm. And they said it'll come out in 5 years and blah, blah, blah. And then it was into the whole 99% effective in preventing pregnancy in mating trials. And I was like, man, what a bunch of lucky mice.
Look, mice are going to do that anyway.
I mean, essentially, this trial involved just making mice get freaky deaky. Over and over and over. And, you know, on the little sign-up sheet on the wall for all the mice who want to, you know, potentially participate in this, mm-hmm. the list, I mean, the guys were rushing to sign up.
Stand by, ladies. We could be just a few years away from a male pill.
Cool.
What else is trending right now?
International Waffle Day is trending. Dare I say better than the pancake? Is it? I think so. I like the little crispiness to it, and I like the little pockets filled with syrup and blueberries. It holds them in.
I'm not trying to be funny here, but I waffle back and forth between mm-hmm. those two. I
like
really do.
Waffle.
Some days I'm like, I gotta have pancakes. Some days I gotta have a waffle.
Yeah, I think if I had one in front of me, I'd go for the waffle first, and get it, not like a Lego Maego, like a thick Belgian good waffle.
I used to make the waffles with the George Foreman grill.
Different boxer.
Mike Tyson grill.
Different boxer.
George Foreman grill. It's got the little waffle plates that you can attach to
mm-hmm.
it. But instead, I found one of those flip ones like you see at hotel
yes.
things or whatever.
Money.
Those and that's good. A good one.
Mm. Oscars on Sunday for all four of you that care. But this is kind of cool. There's a pet company called Pop. It's Paw with a P at the end of it. And they said every time the movie Power of the Dog is mentioned during the Oscar ceremony, they're going to donate $10,000 to animal rescues with a maximum donation of $1 million. Power of the Dog is a Western movie. It doesn't even have anything to do with dogs, but they figured this would be kind of a cute little gimmick. Pop provides on-demand support to pet parents with video calls and texts to vets for $24 a month. So if you have an issue with your dog, you can text or do a video call with a vet and find out what's wrong. Like we did about 3 days ago, we had to call our vet and be like, why is our dog's breath so bad all of a sudden? We're trying to figure it out. Little Goldie Fawn's breath is rank all of a sudden, and we don't know if she's got a tooth decay issue or
extra butt licking maybe?
Sickness or something, but it's like, ugh. It's foul. So anyway, there's your update on my dog. The big news for the Oscars on Sunday, Beyonce is going to be performing live. I guess she hasn't performed in like 5 years. So she's going to be doing that. And then they said an explosive live version of We Don't Talk About Bruno at the Oscars. So
I know what TV will not be on in this metro area.
You can find me up in the bathtub with a toaster when that comes on. What else is going on? The guy who invented GIFs passed away last week. It happened last Monday, but his family just announced it. They say he did pass away from complications from COVID. Stephen yeah. Wilhite, 74 years old, invented the GIF, or GIF.
GIF?
GIF in 87, and now here I go on a rant. I don't care if it's GIF. I'm calling it GIF. I don't care. It looks like GIF. I'm saying GIF. May he rest. I'm sorry, Steve Wilhite. To me,
well, then
it will
I'm surprised
always
he
be
did,
GIF.
Then I'm surprised he didn't die of pneumonia.
I know, right? It's GIF. Everybody says GIF. Nobody says GIF. Anyway, may he rest. Apple is reportedly working on selling iPhones and iPads as part of a hardware subscription service. So essentially, they're trying to get more money out of everybody. They're in this huge push for subscriptions. They've got their Apple Music, Apple TV, Apple News, Apple Fitness, Apple Arcade. Brr, 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 brr. The list goes on and on and on. And now essentially they want you to lease the products from them. Lease your iPhone, lease your iPad, and pay them a monthly amount to have it. And I guess it's going to involve some upgrades. You get some perks, blah, blah, blah. But they are in this huge push to just kind of have money rolling in consistently every month with all these subscriptions.
Subscription stuff is the way to go, man.
It really is.
If you're a business.
Business, yeah. And in a new survey, 65% of people said they'd be more willing to exercise if they had a cheerleader rooting them on. Now, not an actual like, hey, hey, ho, ho, that stubborn fat has got to go. Just somebody, a friend, a lover, somebody there supporting you and rooting you on. Which
like
I
the Peloton
get.
Coaches that are on the screen.
Sure, even if it's a virtual coach, I guess. Story goes on to talk about how people prefer to work out in large groups to kind of motivate you and keep you going. And I've been pricing out those smaller CrossFit gyms over the past few days. Good God, they're expensive. I had no idea because I was kind of feeling this. I was like, it'd be nice to work out with a group and have a little motivation and things like that. But like $300 a month for some of these places.
My God.
Like, my God. Real quick, here's your Fat America. Pepsi and IHOP just teamed up for a new maple syrup flavored soda. It's called Pepsi Maple Syrup. Imagine that. You could probably make your own at home, right? A little splash of syrup in your Pepsi.
It's right there in the cabinet.
Sounds sugary. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Something called pizza toast is trending around the world today. It's trending on the old ticky-talkie. Thanks to Justin Bieber's wife, Hailey Bieber. She shared a recipe recently, and now everyone's on the pizza toast train. It's not difficult to make. You got to use sourdough, though, and you essentially build a pizza and bake it, but the recipe and everybody doing it has gone viral, and it's made its way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.